Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moline Haw.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
On 670 The Score.
Go, 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 go.
Brian Baldinger.
Take a bow. That's right.
NFL analyst for the NFL Network and Fox Sports.
I think for the first time, I feel like they got a real coach and a real quarterback.
Odyssey NFL Insider.
I mean, the Chicago Bears, if there's one position that that franchise knows better than any other position, it's middle linebacker.
Host of Baldy's Breakdown.
But Justin Fields keeps his eyes down the field. He makes the throw. Sometimes it's just a couple. That's all you need. You just hang. You just battle. You just hang in there.
Brian Baldinger with Mullen Haw.
Oh, this is awesome.
On 670 The Score.
Mullen Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And on the line is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger. Insider calls are presented by BetQL. Subscribe to BetQL today. Instantly get the model's best bets, live, public, and sharp data, trends, much more right at your fingertips. And you can also hear Brian with Jason LaConfora on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts. And Baldy joins us now on the Signature Bank Score Hotline. Signature Bank, making commercial banking personal. Baldy, good morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm good until I just heard some of those sound bites. Can I edit some of those? Some of the things I said about the quarterback there after last week.
Yeah.
Well, I want to erase. Yeah. I want to erase some of those comments that I just made.
Rough one.
Well, that, I mean, here's the thing. You know, we were talking about it this morning. The Bears are averaging 78.3 net passing yards a game through three games. There was a monsoon. Okay, but I mean, now you're getting to a point where not only are you last in the league, you're 32nd in that statistic. There should be like 20 teams between you and the rest of the league. I think Carolina's next, and they got more than double the 78 yards a game. Yeah.
Well, they're winning some games, you know, and despite the quarterback, the interceptions were just horrible last week. I mean, he's got Cole Kmet wide open. And he misses them, and the rookie safety gets it, and then the other one, I don't know what he's doing. So, I mean, those are tough plays to live with. They're doing their best to try to work around it. Be honest with you, I mean, they're running the ball on 3rd and 10, running it on 3rd and 7. If the score is close or tight, they're not really allowing. I mean, they're just trying to hide them right now, and you know, you can only run so many bootlegs, but. You know, they've got to get better in the passing game. There's no question. But it helps when you run for almost 300 yards. I mean, you know, you keep running it like they did, which isn't going to happen very often. But, you know, you get some days like that running it. You know, you can win some games like that when the defense, you know, gets a couple takeaways like they did. And, you know, you get the interception in the end zone to take points away. You come away with a win, a hard-fought win.
So, Baldy, that is your area of expertise, so let's talk about that. The offensive line controlled the line of scrimmage against the Texans. It was the Texans. I don't know if they can do that against the Giants, but they certainly should try. What is this offensive line doing so well that allows them to run the ball as effectively as they have?
Well, they're pretty, you know, they have the tight ends and a fullback involved, you know, and they're pretty good. Cole Kmet's a pretty good blocker. So they do some things, you know, on the strong side, which is good. The long run by Herbert the other day, I mean, I don't know what the Texans were doing. I don't think there's going to be many defenses that aren't in any gap. Every defense is a gap defense, but they weren't in any gap. You know, like they didn't attack one gap. They just ran, and they were all on skates. And so Herbert made a good cut. The backs are both backs are good backs, man. I mean, Herbert's a good back. Montgomery's a good back. I mean, so that helps. But I think, you know, this Braxton Jones is a tough kid at left tackle. They've been looking for left tackles forever in Chicago. You know, he's a pretty good run blocker. Whitehair has always been a good blocker, and so you got Patrick in there the other day. They battled up front pretty good. So I think that was some. I think some of it is formations that helps, you know, and kind of designing the offense. You know, you look at some of the, you know, the ghost run by Equanimeous St. Brown. I mean, that's a good play right there. You know, they pick up, you know, 50 yards on that play or something like that. So, you know, that they got him in man coverage and predictable man coverage, and they got a big run. So I think some of it is the scheme. Some of it is the guys up front are pretty good at it, and they got two really good backs.
What when you think about them against the Giants, you know, the Giants, we saw Daniel Jones kind of running for his life in the last game.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what to make of how the Bears can take advantage of that. And we saw the Giants give up 100-yard rushing yards, I think, in each of the last two games. Can the Bears, you know, steamroll them in the run game? Does the game plan have to be the kind of safety game plans we've seen thus far?
You know, I think both teams, you know, have really good first-year head coaches. Brian Daboll has his team ready to play. They were in that game deep into the fourth quarter the other night. They couldn't make a play. Their passing game, I don't know how you could be a lot worse than Chicago's right now, but they're just about as bad. Every one of Daniel Jones' runs, he ran it 9 times the other day for like 75 yards. Every one of his runs was a scramble. Like, he either doesn't know what he's looking at or they don't have anybody that gets open. So Kenny Golladay isn't the answer. Kadarius Toney doesn't dress. I mean, they're just awful in the passing game. And Chicago's obviously struggling themselves. So, but I think both head coaches kind of know it, and they kind of like, okay, this is what we have. It's not great, but let's work around it. So you got Saquon. Saquon's given a big pop, the big touchdown run the other day. Like, the guy's legit. He's healthy. If you don't tackle with the line of scrimmage, you might go a long ways. And, you know, both quarterbacks can run the ball and extend plays and make plays. So it's probably not going to be a pretty game. But one of the teams are going to be 3-1. And so there's not one of those teams that wouldn't take 3-1 back in July when they got this thing started. So one of the teams is going to be in 3-1 is probably going to look ugly doing it. But you'll take 3-1 as you try to figure some things out.
Brian, yesterday Justin Fields appeared very dejected and almost reticent at the podium talking to reporters. I wondered, in your experience, how much stock do you place in a quarterback's public demeanor and how tied that is to his production on Sunday?
Well, like he said after the game that he didn't play well. And he knows, I mean, you fumble the opening snap of the game, it's off to a bad start. You know, it's the most basic thing in football. Like, just take the snap, and they couldn't get that. You know, they're tripping over each other on the second play. I mean, it wasn't pretty. But I don't know how much he's a young kid that's, you know, you're trying to build some confidence with him. And, you know, he feels like he probably let the team down in some ways, and the other guys around him picked it up and won the game. So I'm sure I think looking dejected probably tells you that the kid wants to win. He wants to be good. And, you know, he's got to do his part. And he didn't do his part the other day. And so, like, I'm sure he can't wait to get out to practice yesterday and to try and remedy some of the situations and some of the things. And they don't have a lot of veterans on the team, you know. And so, you're like, probably, you know, needs a little bit of a hug and kind of a pat on the butt. It's going, let's play better this week. We can win this game. Let's get to 3-1, and we need you to do it. So, you know, some of this coaching and veteran experience, but how much do I read into it? A lot, I think. You know, I mean, he probably knows he didn't play well, and his confidence got to get restored.
What? Okay. We were hopeful after we talked to you last week. I'm becoming less hopeful after watching this team play. What do people hang on to here? Is it simply the idea they could get to 3-1? Or is there other things to look forward to for this group?
Well, I've said from the beginning, like, I think they're well coached. Like, they look ready to play. Angelo Blackson gets his hands on a tip ball, and Roquan picks it off to win the game. Eddie Jackson gets a tip ball in the end zone. Like, they're scrappy. They're just scrappy, you know. Like, I don't think they play a lot of coverages. That'd be my, you know, they're a little basic for me. But maybe that's a good thing when you got two rookies back there. So, You know, look, the schedule's been in their favor. They beat a good, really good San Francisco 49er team. That team's defense is as good as anybody in football. They found a way to win the game. You know, they played Green Bay. They're as good a defense as there is in football. It wasn't pretty. Like, the schedule's been pretty tough. It's been tested. And they're 2-1. So I'd say, like, the thing that if I was a Bear fan is I like the way this team is being coached. I think Luke Getsy is doing the best he can with what he has. The quarterback's got to play better. You can't make the quarterback play better. You take the ball out of his hand sometimes in a close game like they have. That's probably a smart thing to do. But going forward, this team has all the ability to be 3-1 on Sunday. And to me, that's a credit to Matt Eberflus and his staff.
Great stuff, Baldy. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks, Brian.
Yeah. All right, guys. You bet. I'll talk to you down the road.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger. Insider Calls presented by BetQL. Subscribe to BetQL today. Instantly get the model's best bets, live public and strip data, trends, and much more at your fingertips.
Most interesting thing he said, I believe, is that the Bears fans should like the way this team is being coached.
Yeah.
That's encouraging.
Well,
because it's been a while before we've been able to say that in Chicago.
Well, I think we've talked about that.
Yeah.
The coaching is competent.
But to hear it from outside
the
city and the out-of-town viewpoint of the Bears and perspective is very interesting.